So I'm always interested in how musicians approach their music. When you were recording this stuff, did you think it would still be going strong now?
Well, you know what? The Beatles are still going, and the Rolling Stones and Billy Joel and Neil Diamond. If you come up with the right song, I mean, Baby, Hold On To Me. Who doesn't want to hold on to their baby? Who doesn't want Two Tickets to Paradise? Who doesn't want to? And they play Take Me Home Tonight in all the establishments all over the country when these kids are getting ready to go home. So, I mean, the big guy upstairs has blessed me with a lot of hits. And when people come to the Eddie Money Show, they have a lot of fun. I did that. I just added that song, Endless Nights, because the girls love that song, Endless Nights. When you're gonna call? So I said, I put that back in the set. And I said, I want to do a song for all my ladies from the 80s.
Well, a lot of people were very excited when you were announced as the headliner for the Sweet Corn Festival. And it probably has to do a little bit something with the television commercial you did a couple of years ago.
You've got to be talking about the Geico commercial.
That was absolutely.
It was up for commercial of the year. It was a very funny commercial, I guess. And the travel agency was actually, it was fun. You know, and a lot of fans picked up on that commercial. And everybody remembered me, and they started remembering all the songs. And then they Googled Two Tickets, and they Googled Baby Hold On, and I Want to Go Back, and Take Me Home Tonight and Shaking, and Take My Love. And so, you know, that commercial was actually, it was a pain in the neck for me, but a lot of people really enjoyed it. And it's nice to get out there and take pictures with the fans. You feel like Paul McCartney or somebody big for a change, you know?
Well, the thing about that commercial, and I think that really endeared you to a lot of people, is that ability to laugh at yourself. And if you look back at your old videos, that is what you were doing all along with videos like I Think I'm in Love and Shaken. You know, you were always,
right,
you know, the guy who was getting the punchline at the end, you know?
You know what? It's got to be. I've always been a bit. I was always kind of like the class clown, you know? And to me, I mean, it's really great to make, you know, like the Think I'm in Love video. When I'm doing the video, it looks all serious, and I got that big cape on. And that was my ex-wife. She turns around with the teeth and she, you know, bites me in the neck. And, of course, Take Me Home Tonight using Ronnie Spector, that was a lot of fun. And Want to Go Back. You know, we had some really great videos. It was really, in the day when MTV was just coming out, we were like, me and you were huge on MTV. I was kind of like, they call me the Godfather of MTV, whatever that means.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell they were older videos because they would always cut to you and a band fully set up with mic stands and everything, singing in the video.
Yeah, and now, you know, and I tell you, and I look back at some of those old videos of me, I look like a singing shoe salesman. You know, my hair wasn't, a lot of those videos, my hair wasn't that long. And then we did that We Should Be Sleeping video, and with the nuns waving to me, and we shot it all over the country. We shot it down close to Urbana, as a matter of fact.
Well, I want to talk about your last studio album back in 2007, Want to Go Back, which was a collection of 60s covers. How did that era of music influence what you did and what you do now?
Well, you know, if that Want to Go Back record, we do a Fill Me Up Buttercup and just all those great songs that we did on that record. Those were the songs that I did with a group called The Grapes Are Red. That was my band that was in high school. And then they moved out to California, and I put the police department moved out with them, but they weren't taking the music too serious. But, yeah, a lot of those songs from the 60s, like C.C. Rider and Buttercup and Land of a Thousand Dances. Those are songs that I cherish those songs, because those are the songs that I used to do at the VFW walls and the Knights of Columbus and the school dances, you know. I mean, I've been in a rock and roll band since 15 years old, you know. But, you know, we had a doo-wop background, and I was singing in Brooklyn when I was a kid, and music's always been part of my life, you know.
Well, besides the Sweet Corn Festival, which you have coming up here soon, what else do you have lined up?
I love
the Sweet Corn Festival. Yeah, it's a great thing.
I love just the sweetness and a boots. Who doesn't love the corn from that area? Best popcorn in the world, man. Comes in that section of the country. It's really amazing. But the Sweet Corn Festival, sounds like everybody's going to have a great time, you know? Come down and do some shaking with the money, man. He's got two tickets, but he's taking everybody.